Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson as we're recapping the 2024-25 season. And Coach, thanks for taking some time here. Ends up being a 4-19 campaign. We knew going into the season it would be a very inexperienced lineup, but I guess big picture, what do you think are some of the biggest areas of growth you saw from some of the guys that, you know, got that chance here this season, you know, to make their way into the varsity lineup and, you know, see what they can do? Because obviously it was a pretty new lineup for you guys this year.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Brady, nobody has been in their varsity role there. So, I guess Caden Woods right away had a really good season for us. I mean, he averaged something like 10-5, played exclusively JV for us last year. So he made a really big jump. Him and Brady played really well together. Brady did a great job finding Caden, and, you know, Caden did a great job moving without the ball and being aggressive on the board. So he made a big jump there. Trey Horton was our sophomore point guard. He played on our 9-10 team last year, and, you know, he had to handle the ball under pressure a lot against some really good teams who trapped and pressured us the whole game. And, you know, he had some big scoring games and some assist games, and got a lot better throughout the year. We call him Pops. Connor Miller, he's a senior starter for us, showed a lot of poise. On our zone defense, he was one of our guys who I thought really played his role well and played to our principles. Aiden Keene was our other starter and did a really good job on the glass, made some really clutch plays. He had the two game winners there in early January for us, and turned out to be a really good defender and a really good guy in the glass for us. So, you know, those guys, we got better and better throughout the year. And, you know, we got better competing. Our point differential and our conference got better every game. So the seven league opponents, we got better the final time we played each team, at least by 1 point. And it ended with a plus 96 point differential. So, I mean, there's proof our kids just stuck with it and got better. And, you know, 96 points better the second time around is pretty impressive by our guys.
Yeah, you bet. And I do want to just go back to the postseason here. I know it was obviously a really tough draw going up against number one in 3A Clear Lake, but you guys certainly competed as long as you could in that game against a team that's, you know, going to be a favorite to possibly win the state tournament here next week.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously wanted to hang around longer, but when you see what they do to other teams around the state, then you don't feel as bad. I think they beat Vinton Schulzberg by about 45, and then they held Solon, a team who won 18 games, they held them to 29 points. So yeah, they're obviously really good. I feel like if Clear Lake plays well, it's their state tournament to lose. They don't really have a weakness. They're a loaded squad.
All right. And when it comes to, you know, looking at some of the games this season, what do you think are maybe some of the biggest factors that maybe prevented some more wins from happening for you guys? Maybe some of those biggest things that you're hoping to take into next year, get ironed out, and maybe translate to some wins here next year?
Yeah, handling the ball is big for us. We got to cut down on our turnovers. Some of the games where we didn't stay competitive, it was a lot of turnovers, like well over 20 turnovers. So we got to get better. As a coaching staff, we got to get better at, you know, helping kids handle the ball under pressure, passing the ball under pressure, you know, just making smart decisions. And we also got to get better shooting it. We got to make more threes, and we got to get better finishing at the rim. But I think we can really take off from the perimeter. And I think we have some kids willing to put time in and willing to work and become a confident shooter by the time our official game starts next November, December.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Back at the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Again, we're recapping the 2024-25 season here. And, Coach, just want to get your take on kind of how things played out in the rest of the North Central Conference here this year. We've talked about Clear Lake already, of course, but, you know, you got them. St. Edmund was, you know, one of the contenders in 1A, and Humboldt all, you know, finishing with 11-3 league record. So kind of a logjam there up top of the standings, and then a little bit of a gap between them and the rest of the teams in the league.
Yeah, St. Ed's had a great year, and and they have everybody back but one kid, so they'll be favorites up there with Clear Lake for next year. And yeah, St. Ed's, I haven't watched the other 1-8 teams, but I'd imagine if they play well and they stay healthy down at state, they'll have a shot to keep advancing down there. Yeah, Humboldt, you know, they're always athletic, they're always aggressive, they always got lots of kids who can shoot, you know, they just reload. Coach Thurm does a really good job there with those guys, and yeah, they're always tough. And then yeah, it's then after that it was, like you said, a log jam, and with Iowa Falls and Clarion, we were right there with them near the bottom, and then Algona and Webster City were, you know, they were never easy to play against, and just there was a gap between them and the top three.
And do want to give you a chance to recognize your seniors here as well. I know you only had a couple of them on the roster this year, but obviously always great to recognize those guys and their, you know, accomplishments and their contributions, I guess, throughout their 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pops, Connor Miller, he was a big leader for us. He's very well respected in the locker room, and, you know, just a kid who got better and better, and I just thought made the most out of what he had. So really, really proud of him. Wyatt Dean was the guy on our varsity roster all year. Just ultimate team guy. Just really, really cared about the Bulldogs, and you know, he'd really just do anything for his teammates there. We had Jose Aragon, who was on our roster as well, and he was a great practice guy for us. He played JV for us, but he always came into practice and truly, truly did whatever we needed. And I mean, this was his first year playing basketball, I think, since middle school, but athletic kid, competitive kid, good kid who just came in and, you know, just really, really did whatever we needed for him, or just whatever the team needed. So those seniors stand out. Senior manager, Jerry Flores, he was with us for the last 3 years, and another unselfish, really kind of goes without saying there, but just he'd do whatever, and didn't, I don't think he ever missed a game, and did whatever for us. Wes Borcherding was a senior for us, played JV, another guy who, you know, didn't get the minutes he wanted, but ultimate team guy. And then we had transfer student with us, YL Al-Habairi, and another kid, just good kid, respectful kid. And, you know, he was on our JV team, and just a quality kid to have in your program. So those were our six that finished the season with us.
All right. And when it comes to, you know, looking back on the season as a whole, any big memories or brightest moments that you're going to, you know, take away from this past season here?
I mean, we get to play in some close games. I feel like the close games are always fun. It's always fun to win them, but had some tough losses there too. Like the Humboldt game was probably the game we played the best. First time they kicked our butt by about 40, and then we had the lead with like a minute and a half left, and they ended up beating us by three. But really proud of our performance that night. The Iowa Falls wins were obviously a lot of fun. Your conference rival, beating them in overtime twice was pretty incredible. And then the back to back buzzer beaters, North Butler game and Iowa Falls, where Aiden Keene hit the buzzer beater. Back-to-back nights, I'll never forget those. That was pretty sweet.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
No, just excited to helping guys just grow, and hopefully light a fire to, you know, keep working and improving, and looking forward to the off season and working with our guys.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Thank you so much for the time today and throughout the season, and hope you have a great offseason.
Yeah, thanks for all your coverage, and go Bulldogs.
You bet. More of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.